Elantris was beautiful once. It was called the City of the Gods, a place of power, radiance, and magic. As magnificent as Elantris was, its inhabitants were more so. Their hair, a brilliant white, their skin, an almost metallic silver. The Elantrians seemed to shine like the very city itself. They were divinities. Elantris, the home of the gods, where one could live in bliss, rule in wisdom, and be worshipped for an eternity. Eternity ended 10 years ago.
Go to the heathen peoples of the West. Declare to them my final warning.
I care nothing for the squabbles between the two sects, priest. Go convert someone who doesn't believe.
You should not dismiss the offering of worms so casually.
Honestly, priest, do we need to go through this? Your threats hold no weight. Fjordan hasn't held any real influence for 2 centuries.
Fjordan is more powerful now than it ever was before.
The Day of Empire is at hand, and my glory will soon shine forth.
Cannot be! Prince Raoden is stricken with the Sheo!
The pagan nations of Aerilon and Teod have been blackened scars upon my land for long enough.
Elantris.
That Fjordel Gion is interested in Elantris for some reason. And I make it my business never to ignore what a Gion finds interesting.
You seem to be rather preoccupied with a single priest, Eni.
Not a priest, Uncle. A full Gion.
Still only one man. How much damage can he do?
Ask the Duladan Republic. I think this is the same Gion who was involved in that disaster.
The holy soldiers of Fjordan would descend on the nation like hunting predators, rending and tearing the unworthy life from those who heed not my words. Convert or fall forever. There are no other choices.
Every pain, Sue, every cut, every nick, every bruise, and every ache, they will stay with you until you go mad from the suffering. Welcome to Elantris.